Shalom, shalom, dear friends. This is Dr. Shaliach Apostle, Moshe Yosef Konachowski, and I want to bring you up to date on some of the exciting changes, updates, as we always promise to keep it completely up to date as much as possible. For your Restoration Scriptures, True Name, 8th Edition. You already know, you should know, and we'll talk a little bit about this in this update. We've updated, the most recent updates include 2 Timothy 2:15. Now we covered that this last week in a teaching that I did this previous Shabbat, talking about forever learning, forever stupid, So that centers around the correct reading of 2 Timothy 2:15. So I will not cover that. That is already covered in this last Shabbat's teaching, entitled Forever Learning, Forever Stupid, Another recent update, as many of you know from the past update video, Isaiah 9:6. So we're not going to go over that today. I'm just bringing you up to date in case you haven't seen any of the previous videos, and why the Restoration Scriptures remains on top of the league when it comes to any English translation, let alone Hebraic roots translations. The way we stay on the top of our game is by incorporating recent discoveries, recent understandings, second looks, third looks, fourth looks, to see exactly where we've misinterpreted things or where things could be clarified or interpreted better. Always trying to maintain the integrity of the original intent of the heart of the Father and the love that He's shown us in His Son. That's the most important thing. And any change that we consider or update that we consider, not really changes, but updates, to restore it to its original intent as much as possible. Our goal is always to lift up the Mashiach, always to lift up Messiah and to glorify Him. So in Isaiah 9:6, as many of you know, we did an update on that. He is the Aviad, El Gibor Aviad. He's the Mighty El and the Father's only witness. Okay, you remember that update? And also we did a teaching on that. I believe it's in several parts. Whose witnesses are we? Okay, so there's no need to go over that. So you have 2 Timothy 2:15. You have Isaiah 9:6. Touching briefly, you have Revelation 1:6 and Revelation 5:10. Revelation 1:6 and 5:10, simply put, takes out the words that are not there, which says we are, in most translations, it says we are kings and priests. Now, we know that in the Torah, Yahuwah says, I am your king. I don't want you to have a king. So there's no way He would turn around and make us kings. And when we did a little bit more research for you guys, in order for the Restoration Scriptures, True Name, 8th Edition, to remain at the top of the league in top form, is we checked the different sources, specifically the Greek, because there is no Aramaic translation of Revelation. Any so-called Syriac or Aramaic translation comes from the Greek, okay? The words there for kings and priests are not there. It's simply priests. So the correct rendering of Revelation 1:6 is He has made us a kingdom of priests, not kings and priests, okay? And I don't want to get into it now. You could look it right up in the Restoration Scriptures, either online or in your most recent printed copy. You'll see that it reads exactly the way the Torah reads, actually, in the book of Exodus, Shemot, that we are Mamlechet Kohanim. The Hebrew term in the Torah that calls faithful, fidelity-filled believers, not kings, but Mamlechet Kohanim, a kingdom of priests. See? So the misinterpretations that are found in all translations, including the Hebraic roots translations, that don't, they're afraid to correct anything. So they're stuck in error. When you're afraid to correct anything, you're basically stuck in error. And so the Mamlechet Kohanim, a kingdom of priests, is the correct rendering in Revelation 1:6 and in Revelation 5:10. Now, the most recent update that was done, matter of fact, this morning. So we talk about keeping the restoration scriptures fully and completely up to date in terms of restoring texts as well as study notes. We do update the study notes, but a lot of folks, they don't have the study guide. So we're limiting the update to the text itself. But usually, if there's a correction or a restoration needed, we update both the text as well as the study note. So on your screen, you see Isaiah Yeshayahu 14:12. And if I'm not careful, this can go into a two-hour update. And I think I'm going to save this for a teaching, yeah, willing, on one of the upcoming Shabbats. Could be this coming Shabbat, could be a couple of Shabbats up the road. But basically, we've been duped. And we've been duped by Satan. We've been duped in a very deceptive, cunning way, like he always operates. Basically, and again, I just want to touch on this because this is not a teaching here. This is an update for all those that are involved in the Restoration Scriptures True Name Edition project. You may be involved as someone who purchases hard copies, someone who uses it as their main source of study online, or you're a leader. You may use it for your messages, your sermons, your Torah studies. Or you just may be a contributor. And the most vital part of our ministry is contributors who are supporting the free online version, the free audio library on Restoration Israel FM Channel 3. We have all this in for free in audio, but also the printed versions. And so just remember, when you buy those printed versions, even if you never read it, which you really should, but you're subsidizing the entire project, the RSTNE project, which has literally changed hundreds of thousands of lives and returned them not only to a correct understanding of Scripture, but also to their heritage as redeemed, restored, and returning remnant Israel. So in Isaiah 14:12, we read in all versions. I don't care if it's English, Hebraic, Portuguese, Spanish. I don't care what language. Based on the Latin and Greek texts, it appears that the fallen angel here is Lucifer. Of course, allegedly referring to Satan, but that's a problem. Because remember, the Septuagint was the translation that was used primarily by Yahusha and the Talmidim. They did use others probably, but primarily from the study of the Brit Chadashah, the Renewed Covenant, there was a heavy emphasis on the Septuagint. But remember, the Septuagint was a translation of a prior Hebrew, okay, and then the actual Hebrew was probably Paleo, because this is before the Babylonian exile in about 520 or 530 BCE. So when Yeshayahu was given his book, which was approximately 720, 740 BC, that was a good 150 or so years before the Babylonian exile of the house of Judah, when Ezra and the XIV translators changed the text into the block letter Aramaic, which became modern Hebrew. So it was originally Aramaic in block letters, and the block letters were maintained in what became modern Hebrew. So we know the nefarious activities of Ezra and the XIV translators because of their prejudices against the house of Israel and the house of the returning 10 tribes who wanted to help rebuild Judah, but they were refused, and they were unbiblically, unscripturally told to get rid of their wives, even though their wives had converted to the true faith in Yahuwah. So regardless of all that, okay, we've come to the cemented, this has become a cemented concept that Lucifer is Satan. But in my recent studies, and of course I'm the editor, and when I say editor, that doesn't mean changing the word of Yahuwah, it just means organizing. So in the process of always editing and organizing and looking for restoration principles and texts, we came across the fact that, and again, I'm going to teach on this shortly, but I just want to give you a general idea here. You should see it right on your screen. We already have it up on your screen. Just checking to make sure it's there. Yeah. Okay. So we have the corrected, for the first time that I know of, maybe ever. I can't even say 1,000 years, 2,000 years, maybe ever, the correct understanding. And I'll just briefly tell you how we got this correction and why it's true, not just one man's guesswork. You got to pay attention now. This update is for you, so you know when you're getting the Restoration Scriptures True Name Edition, 8th edition. It's the most recent, but more importantly, the most scriptural, whether you're using it online and sharing it with your friends or on audio or in print. The most updated updates will be in the print and online. The audio, it's very hard to update the audio, obviously. You can imagine we can't be making 50, 60, 70 new audios every day, right? Or every time there's an update. So for really the most up-to-date is the online version along with the printed version, because we always change the file to include the updates. So it literally reads as follows. How are you fallen from the Shemayim? Now, you know where in most translations, and it used to say in the RST, and I have to admit, before this understanding, this research was done, it says, oh, Hallel. Now, the problem is, Hallel means to cry, shout, or to howl. So when we say hallelujah, we mean cry out, praise, and shout for Yahuwah. But when we take away the hallelujah and we're just left with the root word hallel, it can literally mean to cry, sing, shout, or howl. So obviously in this context, Satan would love you to think that he is hallel, that he is the one to be praised, right? So right away we have an error in the translation. He is not the one to be praised. Okay, so in every translation I've ever seen, except what you see now on your screen, it says, how you are fallen from the heavens, O Hallel. Wrong. Satan is the fallen angel. He was thrown out of heaven. And Yahuwah says through the king of Babylon, how you are fallen from the Shamayim, Hallel, meaning cry, weep, howl, Ben Shachar. Now the Hebrew here, I'm going to highlight it on your screen. You could look it up online to confirm what I'm saying. Now, Ben Shachar is another mistranslation because it's been translated son of the morning, like the morning Shachrit. But literally, Shachar is the lifting of darkness, okay? So Shachar, morning, dawn, which is improperly translated dawn, you get the concept of dawn by the lifting of the darkness, correct? Now, the Hebrew here is Allah Shachar. The Hebrew in such places as, let's say, in Genesis 32, I believe it is, 32:24. So, for instance, in Bereshit, Genesis 32:24, the word Shachar is part of a phrase. It's a two-word phrase meaning Allah HaShachor, when the sun was risen, when the day broke, with the breaking of day, is actually a two-word phrase often used in scriptures. Allah HaShachor, literally meaning the darkness was lifted. So when the darkness is lifted, it becomes dawn, right? Okay. But the lifting of the darkness, if in Torah and many other places, Shachar is darkness, Allah, to lift up like the offering, the Olah, the ascension offering, is called the Olah. So when darkness is olad or lifted or ascended, it rises, it gives way to the dawn, well, what is known as the dawn, but it's basically literally the lifting of darkness. So the word shachar here is not light or Lucifer, but darkness. Now the Greek Septuagint was a great translation, but it was not perfect because it was a translation. Anytime you have human beings involved, you're going to have mistranslations, right? So the Septuagint translators mistranslated this as dawn or light. meaning Satan, the fallen angel, was Lucifer or light. From the misunderstanding of Shachar as light or dawn, the Latin Vulgate took the mistranslation of the Greek Septuagint. In this case, the Septuagint is a great translation, but it is a human translation based on a pre-existing Hebrew text, which obviously we don't have, right? So they mistranslated this part, and then Jerome in the Latin Vulgate further mistranslated this part. So all of a sudden, the son of darkness became the son of the morning or the son of light, which is Yahuwah. We know Yahuwah is the light of the world. Yahusha is the light of the world. There's no way that Satan can be the light or the bearer of light or the bringer of light or the one who inflames light, because he is all darkness and there is no light in him. So there's absolutely no light in the fallen angel that fell from the heavens, right? And I'll teach more on this on a coming Shabbat. Therefore, the correct understanding of Shachar is the son of darkness. Okay, now if you just take the word Shachar, it's come to mean the breaking of day or dawn. So the misunderstanding that there are many times when Shachar is referring to darkness, not dawn. And the compound Olah HaShachar, the lifting of darkness, gives us the clearest understanding. So to call Satan Lucifer, or the lightened one, or the enlightened one, or the light bearer, is not only mocking Yahuwah, not only is it a lie that doesn't line up with the rest of Scripture, Satan's sitting there laughing. I tricked you. In every translation in the world, I don't care what it is, the Sefer, the Scriptures from South Africa, you guys are playing games with Bibles. Don't play games. This has to be an ongoing research. You only want to use and investigate the Scriptures that are involved in ongoing research, because the fountains and the richness of the word of Yahuwah are endless. They don't just dry up when you get saved. They don't just dry up when you've been serving Yahuwah for 10 years and you think you know it all. No. So all those versions refuse, and even in light of the Dead Sea Scrolls and the obvious errors in the Masoretic text that are anti-Yahusha, planted by the anti-Yahusha missionaries that some of you have fallen prey to or about to fall prey to, Yah forbid. Okay? None of these translations are willing to update what needs to be updated. So in every translation that I've ever seen, whether it's English, Hebrew roots, whatever, he maintains the title for Yahuwah, because Yahuwah is the true light bearer. He's the light of the world. In him there is no darkness. He is light. And the light was the life of men, right? According to the Gospel of Yohanan. The light was the lightness, the light of the world. He said, I am the light of the world. He says, he that follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So the Shachar, the lifting of Shachar, has come to be known as the dawn. That's how they misunderstood the meaning of Shachar. So the Septuagint Greek translators translated this as the one who fell from heaven being the light bearer, and that found its way into the Latin, and the Latin found its way into every single mistranslation. Now, I admit this was mistranslated even in the Restoration Scriptures, but the difference between us and the difference between them is literally the difference between light and darkness. Thank you for being a supporter and a partner of the Restoration Scriptures True Name 8th Edition Project. Shalom, shalom.